The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at
Peace, family. It's 19 Keys with the 19 Keys podcast. You're listening to a high-level conversation. Tap in. All right, a word from one of our sponsors. Make sure you tap into Goldwater Products. After you come listen to the information, you're going to need your memory stimulated so you can download everything in that prefrontal cortex. You want to make sure that hippocampus area of your brain that regulates mood, memory, and learning is fully functional and tapped in. Therefore, you want to tap into Goldwater. They have smart moss, sports moss, vitamin C moss, colloidal silver. They have just about everything that you, your child, and your whole entire family needs to stimulate your brain and your body and to make sure that your immune system is functioning. Before you tap into this great high-level conversation, listen to this song by Tezu Kulando called Goldwater. Listen, it don't matter what your level is, right? It matters whether you go take direction, instruction, and you go execute. This is a time of the executors. It ain't time of perfection. You ain't even got to be smart. You just got to start gaining skills. Now, listen. I bought some gold, like the gold kilo. I mean, a silver kilo, right? Bought some gold at the same time. Because I live by interact with opportunities, don't react to success. And because I live by that motto, then I have to follow it when it's the opportune time. The opportune time. I'd rather take the risk, right, than lose the reward. So, with that being said, I remember I invested the kilo of silver. And I'm always, for like the last few months, I've been separated from it because it's in Atlanta. And I've been traveling around. But I always show off this kilo of silver, the gold, things of that nature. And you know, one of my favorite follows on the gram, my favorite homies on the gram. You're talking about Derrick Grace, because he be showing y'all the blueprint, and we be showing y'all the blueprint on what's necessary, and a few other people that really be pushing it. But it's different to tell somebody to do something, but it's more important that you go do it yourself, right? Now, when we bought the kilo of silver at the time, I believe the spot price was at around $629. Today, that same kilo of silver on some bullion sites are running upward between 1,000 plus, you understand me, which means it had about a 40% uptick. Now, gold, you bought that same ounce of gold, you understand me, at around 1,800 a few months ago. Now it's trending at around 20, almost at 2,100, you understand me, around 2,140 or 2,040 or something of that nature, right? And you got to understand the money markets. You know, see, a lot of us, when they created the statistics that said in 2030 that the black dollar or black wealth be at 0%, because they understand, number one, that we financially illiterate and we don't even understand what wealth is. So how can you create something when you don't understand it and you can't create a plan in order to get there? So, you know, unfortunately, these are lessons time and time again that we teaching our people every single day that we get on here, a constant reminder. We not rappers. So we not getting on here one day telling y'all we about to shoot some niggas, hide in the bush and martyr them because we came from these experiences and that's the only thing we know how to rap about. We came from those same experiences your so-called gangsters come from. Them same streets, you understand me? But we decide to take our head out of it, learn something that wasn't in that environment so we can put something in that environment that's not there. And retrain and reprogram the minds. You understand? We're not about to make the excuse that hip-hop is only showing what it's expressed. I'm a young black man just like you. You understand me? And I ain't got no excuses, so I'm not giving nobody no excuses from now on, because the world don't really care about your excuses. You understand me? The government don't care about your excuses. No, nobody do. You know? So at the end of the day, either y'all gonna start really listening and really tapping into the information we've been trying to give y'all over time, you know, teaching you how to diversify your portfolio. Like, y'all ain't got financial managers coming knocking on y'all door trying to give y'all this game. Y'all ain't got people in it, and if they do, they charging you a nominal fee that's super high. You feel me? They ain't giving it to you the way we giving it, because they ain't got no love for you, and they don't speak your language, so they can't break it down in a way that you can interpret based on your level of understanding. But the people that's going to suffer the most is your children. When they acquire no assets, and they got to start from zero like you started from zero. Matter of fact, you started from a deficit. You starting at negative. You understand me? You black in a country that wasn't made for you, with a constitution. You understand me? Today is the 50-year anniversary of the Voting Rights Act. It's an act. You understand me? It wasn't originally written because it wasn't written for us in the first place. We were never given that kind of power. It's an act, meaning they got to consistently restore it. It expires at a certain point in time. You understand me? That ain't real rights in a country. If it was real rights, why wouldn't they just make that shit forever? So when I think about that, right, and I know some of y'all go, well, let's vote this, that, or the third. I dollar the ballot. Y'all can do what y'all want. I dollar or the ballot. What that mean? That we go fund our own freedom, justice, equality, equity. You understand me? Education and everything, utilizing our monies and our money systems and, you know, our education of the money system so we can build what we want. I ain't got no fancy degrees. I dropped out of school because at the time, I would have went back, but I caught a case. You understand me? Getting caught up in some things. Beat that case. Got back out. Had to work the job effort for a minute. Fired my job business after getting to a point where I went from a security guard to making six figures. You understand me? Then fired them. You feel me? Started my own businesses. And now getting to the point where I can create family business. You feel me? And we can easily do six figures a month. You know, because we start to create systems and 10x all of the things that we had going on. I don't really claim to have some special superpower besides the fact that I got real willpower. That I'm going to take whatever's in here and I'm going to bring it outward. Like, if it's a thought in there, it's an idea, best believe I'm bulldozing whatever's in my way and I'm going to get to it. That's just me. That's the energy that I got. You know, I can't get that energy to nobody else. Whatever feeds you, that's on you. You understand me? But when it comes to people, like real people, spending a real time, you know, I don't know about all this. This person made on social media, all of this shit, right? Because they done fooled y'all to make you think that there's real celebrities and then there's people on social media. There's no difference. They're just people that's known throughout the world for their gifts, talents, rights, and accomplishments and things that they give and add to the world. There's not real activists and social media activists. Either you're making a change or you're not. Right? So we know that the world is consistently changing. And people only do that to try to validate their experiences. Now, for that particular reason, of course, I started in the streets, hustling, selling drugs, robbing, stealing. You understand me? The whole nine. You feel me? And I had to make that internal change to get back into that right direction so that I can actually be a gift to the world, so that I can actually operate in something that's giving value instead of be a little devil out here. You understand me? Justifying the reason that I do something. When you start to justify, you understand me, your criminality, and you start to justify your evils, that make you a devil. Because now you're using intelligence, right, to justify deception. That make you a devil. I don't care where you at. And it don't matter why you became that devil or that demon. Your goal now to be able to get out of that once you know. And you got that ability to know. But what's worse is the fact that some of y'all, you feel me, got children, man. And it's sad that, you know, you got children, because I feel sorry for your children. You know, one thing, my parents, they never gave me everything. Not physically, not monetarily. But they told me I was a god at a young age. My parents did take time to, like, you know, I didn't have to go to public school until I was in, like, sixth grade. You feel me? That's when I really was around the savages. You understand me? But all the information they gave me up until then, it was all 100% potent. You feel me? Pops used to take me on rider missions when drug dealers was acting up. You feel me? Whether they meet with the mayor, whether they going to different business meetings, whatever it was, so he could expose my mind to what was going on. You feel me? To have that level of exposure. Ain't a perfect character. Ain't a perfect person. But to me, he the perfect example for me to learn from how to become a better man. Right? Because your father is what's inside you. Your mother is the womb that you come from. You understand me? So based on what they didn't teach you, just like school, your parents are schools. If school, whatever school didn't teach us, guess what you got to do? You got to teach yourself. Right? So they didn't teach us the value of real money, soft money. Right? Here's the thing. And let me just give you a quick example. So the dollar is decreasing in value. Okay. Silver and gold is increasing in value. Yet we're still chasing the dollar. Now that's backwards, but we talk black wealth and black excellence. Yet there's other people that talk black wealth and black excellence as billionaires and never stepped off their high horse to come down and give you some game because they want to keep some mythological feeling about themselves, some air of mystery that they too good to come and get a people all this information. But they go tour up a Ray Dalio or all these people that they say is their mentors or Warren Buffett. But they won't come down here and give up no game. If at the end of the day, I got a real big issue with all of them because ain't nobody really giving up that game that they need to in front of the people. So you take young, rich young black guys like myself, Derrick Grace, Chris Cole, you understand me, Ben X, Jake Taylor, you understand me? I'm not even about to get through everybody's name, you feel me? But I just particularly like their programs that they got running right now. It's too many, so if I miss your name then, I just missed it. You already know what you out there doing, you feel me? And I appreciate you. But like we really went and took that information and be like, nah, you know what? This real value. I'm going to take this and get this to my people. And then you start to think like, wait a minute. If I got that information, I got the ability to utilize my platform to get it to them. Why the fuck did these niggas that had it before me for 20, 30, 40 years ain't did nothing with it? Nothing. You understand me? I know Oprah then tweeted something about Breonna Taylor. But at the end of the day, listen, man, it's easy to do the popular thing. It's easy. Once everybody is on it, it's no longer revolutionary. I just want y'all to understand that. When you the first to do it and you stepping out there, that's revolutionary shit. You understand me? But when everybody is doing it, that's just the norm. That's the norm. Donald Trump could hashtag Breonna Taylor at this particular point in time. That's easy to do. It's the norm. You understand me? Ain't nobody doing nothing special. We got to stop celebrating only people that I believe need to be celebrated right now. And not for the fact that they need the celebration, because just so that the children and the younger generation can understand who they should be looking up to right now. You understand me? The people that's really, and it ain't the people that's making a song. I'm talking about the people that's really giving them the game so they can set themselves up while they're in a war. And that in the next 5 to 10 years, really in the next, 2 years. You understand? You got a very short window to get your stuff together. 2021 going to be a fast bullet train and everybody going to be missing. Waiting for the train to stop and it ain't going to stop. You got to be on board already with your stuff together. Automated, running smoothly. Issues you got with your family got to be deaded. Issues you got with yourself got to be fixed. Weaknesses that you got to be taken care of. You got to spend that time balancing yourself out, men and women. You feel me? So it's like, when I look at this information, I look at what Earn Your Leisure is doing over there at the podcast. My good brother, Wall Street Trapper, Master Ian Investor, right? And people that's really just giving you the game, just raw. Like, these are young black men that, you know, they ain't calling you wizards and things of that nature, saying that y'all amazing for teaching yourself out of nothing, at thin air, and just creating whatever y'all want. No, we could become our own PR people, our own designers, our own assistants, our own creative team, management team, writers, every single thing. It's the most amazing thing that I see happening. And you see a sis like a Neelam or Erica Lachey or whoever else out here doing something. Like I said, it'd be too many people. But you paying attention to the wrong shit. But once you get information that can really penetrate the wealth of your family, you got a responsibility to execute that. I don't want to hear it, man, that brother be dropping gold. That brother be dropping gems. Nah, follow suit. Because in 2021, I promise you, it's over for y'all. It's over. Ain't nobody running over there to rush and help and teach and give you all this wisdom and information. Because it's going to be a body of work. And this your goal is to produce your body of work now so you don't have to produce it later. Right? To eat off the body of work and leave it for all of the questions of those who want to step up. Because there's going to be a time where it's no longer for the beginners whatsoever. The beginning stage, ain't nobody focusing on them no more. At the 2021, you don't get that no more. 2021 is for the advanced class. It's for people that got their shit together. And everybody else, y'all can just work for the people that got their stuff together. That's it. We got the junior web standard for the children. Gonna be an 8-week course that we put together for them at 119. And people still got questions about it. It's like, all right, you miss out on it. Your children miss out on it. We don't. We still go live, move, continue to produce value regardless. When we create these things, it's so that people can see and understand what true value is while we teach what value is, not what a price is. We teach value, not prices. You understand me? The poor man grades things by prices. Wealth grades things by value. So once we move in our values and we have values, then we know when there's things of value that we should be exchanging. But if you ain't got no goal, then of course you don't know when it's something value. But I promise you this, you had a major goal and you had something that you wanted to do all your life and you got 90% of it done. You understand me? It was just one piece that was left in order for you to get to that point. How much would you pay to get past that one little piece? No matter what the price, you got to get it because that's your life's goal. That's your journey. You paying whatever because it don't matter the price. The price is whatever you have to be able to exchange to get to that point. Because otherwise, what's the point of this money if you can't get to that ultimate goal so you can be successful? But that only happened with people that have goals. So that it ain't going to be nothing that get in their way. If your goal is so that your children can be in a fixed position financially, you understand me? And they can have power, rulership, domain, and they can have happiness as they move about this world, and they can go and seize power and take it as it's rightfully theirs and have natural rights and not have to worry about white supremacy treating them right. You ain't got to worry about your son walking outside, getting harassed by a Ken or Karen and not knowing how to deal with themselves, getting slapped up and not knowing how to deal with themselves. It's got a last generation of that punk shit, too. It is. Like, y'all can get what y'all look. Y'all want to do your sexual pride movements and things of that nature, fine, right? But we on soldier time over here. You understand me? So like all of that sharing, oh, leave the black man alone. No, black man got to step up. We ain't about to be sharing all of that crying. You know what I'm talking about? Like if it happened, it happened and we get behind each other 100%. But not for the point of us consistently dropping tears. Black man got to soldier up. It is what it is. You want to walk around skinny, you know what I mean? No combat skills, can't defend yourself, no knowledge about the world whatsoever. And then when something happened to you, you want to go complain to the people who've been preparing and practicing the whole entire time. But they ain't preparing and practicing just so that they can be out there defending you when you don't even believe in this sort of regimen of training to qualify yourself for the world. No, that don't make no sense. That's like that rich family member, that person you know that's well off. You ain't doing your things to put yourself in a position. And every time you need some money, you go call them. Why? Because you know they taking care of themselves. You know they taking care of business. That's that one person you can rely on. And you looking at them as if they a phenomenon instead of putting yourself together. And if they say no, you go get mad at them. Like, man, y'all know you got it. No, I know you got it because you got a brain. You got a mind. So ain't no way somebody supposed to be looking after you, taking care of you. You got a whole phone that you would spend scrolling 10 hours a day while that other person is utilizing the technology. They might be on there reading, right? They might be on there learning, listening to something. They might be on there designing, connecting, networking. You understand me? Communicating, building, working. You think you living, but no, they living more. Why it looks like work, it ain't work to them. It's motion towards their goals. You got a phone, you ain't got excuses. Work is just motion, it's energy. You understand me? Times distance. when you got force times distance, man, you got momentum. If you moving somewhere, yeah, they working. They moving forward. You understand me? So, unfortunately, you know, we can give you all the game in the world. We're going to break it down to you. Go into a mathematical science. Look, I ain't no better than nobody else. One of my biggest things is the fact that I just have the ability to communicate what I understand. But there's people that know a vast amount more than me. They just don't have the articulate abilities to communicate and conceptualize the energy. It's energy, but the information in a way that people can understand it. I just happen to have that gift of communication. You understand me? That skill of communication. And I know how to utilize and master that. So anytime I find something about myself, I want to master that. You understand me? Because I know that that's a skill I can utilize forever, that everybody on the planet Earth don't have that ability to speak. So that's an intrinsic value, that it will always be valuable. Because you always need people to inspire and rally. You understand? That's why politicians are so valuable. They're not the smartest people in the world, but they can speak to the spirits and minds of the people, and they can corral them and get people to move in direction. So once you find your skill and your value, that's the thing you master. And then you build your world around that. But like I said, you know, if you only got gold, I mean, you only got cash. You go into your bank right now, man, and you only got cash on you. You ain't got enough money to take care of your bills for the next 3 to 6, 9 months. And you know that this dollar is consistently decreasing. You know that America's in a trade war. You know that the markets are losing faith in the dollar and inflation is consistently rising. You know that the feds are printing more money than they have in the last goddamn centuries. They print so much money, decreasing the value of the money as it's more in circulation. But you want nothing but money. That silver is, as a commodity, is consistently rising. Gold is at an all-time high. What does that mean when you hear these things? You just, oh, that's cool information. Let me share. You're not going to interact with that. You're not going to learn how to hedge yourself in the market. You know what I mean? You're not going to put nothing on GLD in the stock. You're not going to actually have some gold just in case. Come on now. We got to understand these things. We can't just be moving, you understand me, out here. That's why I told y'all, go thank whoever was that person that told you to invest in gold. If it was me, I'd take that appreciation. If it was there, if it was your homeboy, you understand me? If it was just somebody you seen, it was Tracks NYC, who it may be. Go thank them. I know I told y'all to invest in silver months ago. And it was a good investment. It was good advice. Right? But see, some of y'all think we just be talking like we ain't out here doing research and we ain't tapped in. See, now, and then you got questions, jump in the web standard. Here my thing is this. I'm not going to go over everything on you with y'all over live. You understand? We got to go through a full curriculum, because here the problem be is that I tell you one thing, like, okay, where do I go get my gold? You might go get the wrong gold, right? You might not know how to actually have it as a way to get yourself backed by gold, though. You might not know how to do multiple different things on how to leverage that gold. So you don't need just one advice. That only tells you a part of the way. No, we need to give you the full breakdown. Gold at 2,000. Now gold is, man, gold ain't playing with y'all. But it ain't even about the gold or the palladium and all of these other different metals, per se. It's about really y'all interacting with opportunities instead of reacting to success. You understand me? I don't want to just tell you something. I want to be able to, you know, guide you there the right way. So then you can come back and be like, you know what, bro? I appreciate that. You done gave us all of the gang we needed, the whole family together. If you do not sit, and this is what we need to do, we're going to have a family wealth day. You understand me? We're going to sit. And we're going to eat dinner. You understand me? It's going to be a Zoom and it's going to be a live for all of the West Standard members. We're going to pick a time where we all sitting and having a family dinner. I want you to get your families, your grandmas, your aunties, your uncles. If you're a West Standard student, get them prepared. You understand me? And we're going to go over what the family need to be doing for 2021 and prepare yourself. And the only people that's going to be privy to this are the people that's part of the West Standard. Listen, I believe in separation. I ain't trying to save everybody. Only those who believe in saving themselves. You know, if you believe in saving yourselves, then all right, cool. I'm rocking with you. You know, but listen, some people just want to hear a lovely song. You understand me? They don't want to listen to the lyrics. They want to hear the tune. Like the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said, y'all treating me like a lovely song for too long. You ain't really listening. You just bobbing your head to it in agreeance and nodding. That ain't what we here for, though. You know, we here to really get you right. Somebody said, when is the next class? Listen, we got about, I forget how many webinars saved up. Y'all, the problem with some people is that y'all be wanting the live experience so much, you miss out on what's already previously recorded. That information is still valuable. As a matter of fact, we did one, how to prepare for the crash. And every time that you don't tap in, you know, you're missing out on it, right? And market, the money markets were saying that it's due for a 10% correction. So the Wealth Standard students understand that right now, right? That if that correction hit right, you feel me, and we place our best the right way, you know, things come up real nicely and real smooth for us, you know. But it's like, I'm going to make sure that I do my part, you know. And we gave a fantastic breakdown during the Wealth Standard on this different type of people in the world. There's different type of entrepreneurs. And there's different type of influencers or thought leaders. And I'm going to give y'all a blueprint for y'all can notice the difference. And maybe you can see it in yourself. This is the time for the organic. Those who have built something organic. If you build something organic, it's time for you to go utilize credit a little bit. Right? This is time for you to utilize credit. Right now, there's different, we talk about this in a Wealth Standard debt. There's short-term debt cycle, long-term debt cycles. You understand me? Now, when you're talking about building wealth and things of that nature, and you think about, you know, what you need, especially in a time like this where everything is crazy, that if I have an idea in my head, if I don't have access to capital, then it decreases my means to pulling that idea and bringing it to fruition and production. Now, I could be a genius, right? And I got all the most brilliant ideas, but I have no means whatsoever. Now, here I go talk to a rich man in conversation, and we just going back chopping up ideas. He hear the ideas. He has all of the means in the world to actually bring that into fruition, right? So now he take that idea, he gets it done. Now the world is looking at him like a genius. Now, it's not that he was smarter than the other man. He just had more means, more access, more capital. Perhaps he didn't even really have money per se. He got credit. Right? So now it allows him to advance. So it's kind of like the race between black and whites, right? Whites was able to secure more credit for their ideas. So they was able to bring them outward. It's not that they were genius. Jeff Bezos was able to secure what loans from his family. Imagine if every black person was able to get the type of sizable loan that Jeff Bezos got from his parents, that $200,000, and them other hundreds of thousands that he got from his family. Oh, how many billionaires will we have? See, y'all look up to the men, right? Instead of understanding the cycle and the process that resulted in them being able to produce their ideas outward. It's not that you're not genius. It's not that you don't have good ideas. You don't have the means and an access. See, now, this is why they say it's not what you know, it's who you know. Because who you know becomes your wealth, it becomes your access. So that's another thing with this social media thing, right? Everything is built off transactions. The more transactions, the more income. The more income, the more spending power, right? So now you have the ability to spend more. So that means that you get a viral video, right? So you get your viral video, you reach millions of people. You have a product. These millions of people have the opportunity for you to be able to convert these millions of people. Let's say you convert 10%. You understand me? Now you got 100,000 people that's going to buy into your product. Now they buy into your product and they do an exchange for it. Now they're increasing your earnings. So now guess what? Now you got hundreds of thousands of dollars. So now guess what? You got to put that money somewhere. Is it going to sit in cash or is it going to be sitting more ideas? So now you got more access to produce more ideas. So now you start to grow way more, right? Than another entrepreneur who ain't got no access either to audience. Attention is a form of wealth because it has the ability to be converted into capital. So that's what you're seeing. We live in an access economy. So where the more access you get, the more you have to convert. And you play by the percentages when you're working on conversions. So you can't convert 100%, but you can convert in 10, 20, 30%, right? So if you're playing a percentage game, then you're not trying to get everybody. You're getting a percentage. So here we are, right? You have some people that grew organically, right? So they grew organically on social media and the world. They gained a presence. People seen them working, whatever. So they got their organic presence growing. And now that they've grown in front of different audiences, see, the smart ones had products behind them. I happen to be one of those smart ones. I'm not about to waste my time. You understand me? I'm going to make sure that I can increase my access and my growth over time by making sure that I put systems behind me. From day one, I already had a business before I got on social media. So it's a difference. I was running a whole business. You understand me? I didn't get booked through social media and things of that nature. I got booked and I was doing things because I was doing it in real life. So therefore, I already came in the game with a business behind me and a product behind me. So now, only thing that differentiated was now I got more attention. Now, people hearing my mind, they said, man, Key's dropping it over there. I ain't never seen it, man. That boy, the brother be dropping it. The look. Brother got, I ran into a young bro earlier today. Name was Kareem. And I'm in a grocery store. Came to grab me some water. And I got a mask on. Not like one of them regular masks, but I got like a crown mask on. Like covering my face like a bandana tie. Looking like a bandit. And I got glasses and what you call it. And I got the crown on. And a bro walk up. He like, man, is that Musa Hill crown? Musa Hill was the original name of the brand that crowns came in under. And so I was like, yeah. But he didn't know, you know, that it was my brand. So he like, man, that's a Musa Hill crown. He said, hey, I said, yeah. I said, how you know about the Musa Hill crown? He said, man, I always wanted to get they jackets. Now, one of my first viral videos, I had this Panther jacket on. It was called the Power Stair. So I used to create custom clothes and things of that nature from scratch that we have. And that jacket sold out multiple times that I made it. And I haven't made it in a while. So there's a lot of people that actually want that jacket. And he was like, yeah, I've been wanting that. And then I said, you know, we're going to bring it back. And he said, hold on, you said we. So he was like, wait a minute, you Musa Hill? And so it was interesting at the moment because the brand itself was known by itself. He didn't know me. He knew the brand. You understand me? And that's organic build, right? And when we're building organically, the people see you working. And when the people see you working, you understand me? They know that you're self-made. You're not made by the faith of the people, the belief of the people. You're made by the work that you do. You understand me? So you don't need the credit of the people. They ain't got to believe you. Credit comes from the Latin word credios, meaning to believe. They ain't got to believe you. No, you ain't got to give me no credit for nothing I do. I put in real work, real time, real effort, real energy. This ain't social media games. You understand me? You seen me putting in the work. You seen me traveling around the world. You feel me? You seen me speaking to my people. You seen what I was doing before social media. You seen me building real business. I didn't have to create the facade and then get known for the facade and then build it. No, it was just real. So what happened was is now you get the attention and you're a real person. And now you get attention. Now you converting over that attention. You understand me? Now, guess what? That person who doesn't have that same attention, but they might have the same mind as you, same work ethic. You understand me? You get to go further than them because your access and your means have now increased. So now what happens? Your personal economy increases. You understand me? Your personal economy starts to increase. Now, why? Because in the wealth standard, we talk about productivity. Now, when we talk about productivity, we're talking about learning, right? We're talking about creative processes that when the people in the economy become more productive, you understand me? And they have a productivity increase. the economy starts to grow. See, when you learn, you add more value. Now, we have to consistently be more productive. We have to be successful. Population grow, things are getting crazy, blah, blah, blah. We have to be successful and have to be more productive as things grow. Productivity increases. People start creating more businesses, things of that nature. Now the earnings start to increase. So as my personal economy starts to increase, now I say, okay, well, here's some ideas that I always wanted to get done. I always wanted to do this. I always wanted to do that. Now I have the ability to do it. What happens for some people, they lose that spark because they find one level of success and they become satisfied and they don't go further. For me, it's like, no, every idea is a good idea until you get it done. Now you can test them out. Some ideas, ain't the best in the world. You feel me? But I want to see if it was a good idea. So there's entrepreneurs now you see branching off in different fields, things that they've always wanted to do, but didn't have the means and access and capability to do it, so they're growing. Now, somebody else that's playing to catch up in a race, right? Like black people in America, we have to utilize credit to catch up in a race because it allows us to have that short-term progress, right? Now, the organic strides allow you to have more long-term progress. You understand me? Why? Because when it's organic, there's no debt behind it. It ain't no debt behind it. You don't owe nobody when you're doing it organic. You understand me? You're not manipulating, forcing, and forced to be believed. It's all organic. You don't owe nobody. You feel me? But when you owe people, then at some point in time, you have to settle up on that exchange. So it feels like you have more than what you have. But when you're talking about credit, a credit is not taken care of in the moment. No, that's not how credit works. A credit is a promise to pay. You understand me? And a person have faith that you will pay. So it allows you to go further in the moment. And then at some point in time, you have to what? You have to settle up. You have to pay. Now, if you don't take care of your business and you don't have proper money management in between, you get what? Bad credit. Because why? You couldn't pay what was owed. Right? So now it messes up your long-term growth. You understand me? Now, that person that was doing it organic, it looked like they was moving slower, right? But see, it was different. They was building on their own. They was building with no debt. You understand me? So now they own everything they have. It's the difference between an independent artist and somebody who signed to a contract. So today, you see a lot of the entrepreneurs who've been building organically. Man. They've been building. They couldn't get on the floor. They couldn't get on the billboards. They couldn't get the awards. They couldn't get on the talk shows, things of that nature. Society had to get so bad. George Floyd had to die. Breonna Taylor had to die. Black people had to die. A pandemic had to come. A quarantine had to come. The world had to change before their voices were heard. It's not that they wasn't smart. They wasn't valuable. The world had to change and get caught up because they was already the future in the first place. It was already innovative. You understand me? Now that these innovative entrepreneurs, you understand me, they out there and they cold with it too, man. You be seeing them, you feel me? They be editing their own videos, at their own production, building their own teams. You understand me? The concepts that they be putting out there be cold. They ain't got like a bunch of design people telling them what to do. They got it. Now their minds are more productive. Why? Because they've been having to use their mind. They couldn't use credit. They couldn't use other things. So it forces productivity. So what happened, because you didn't have access to this credit, you had to find other means. These other means became work. These other means became creativity. And by productivity, it was able to increase your means. So now their mind is always operating at this high level of productivity and creativity. So once they get access to capital, oh man, now they dangerous. Now they dangerous. They on next levels now. You understand me? Now you can't mess with them. You can't touch them no more. You can't touch them no more. Ooh. I'm serious. They the most dangerous in the world. And you see them growing incrementally. And they the real leaders of the world. But the world denies their leadership.
The world try to deny they exist because they such a phenomenon. They are operating outside the laws. You understand me? Of capitalism, of the way that they situated. They set the, it's like some seeds you set on top of the dirt and they had to bury themselves in the dirt. They buried themselves in the dirt just so that they can grow and sprout out and be taller than the rest of the seeds that was born in the right conditions. Yeah, we was left out there. So you have to learn how to appreciate those people because they have a certain level of acumen, business acumen. They have a certain level of productivity and creativity and innovation that doesn't get bred in a school. They can't be bred in a suburban area. They can't be bred, you understand me, through these financial systems. No, they got it out the what? They got it out the mud. It's self-made, 100%. 100%. And see, the other entrepreneurs who have more access, nothing wrong with them guys, right? They was able to do it a little more straight and narrow way. They didn't really want to mess with the controversial topics. They didn't really want to stir the pot. They said, no, we gonna get money. I see what y'all doing. But what happened was they was working, right? They got their credit up. They getting their access faster than the organic entrepreneurs. It's ones that's dangerous, right? The ones that's controversial, that can't move like everybody else, can't get into the corporate world and the scene. People respect them more than they respect any other human being, but be afraid to stand next to them because they dangerous. You know what I mean? Politically incorrect, as they would say. So these entrepreneurs that got it out the credit, right? And they did the different path. Like, no, nah, we ain't gonna stir the waters. I ain't gonna talk about certain things and things of that nature, right? The problem is that they have no experience with this type of world, right? Now, don't get me wrong, they good. They like capitalists. You understand me? Like, and I mean, kind of like white capitalists. But they have to learn how to be dangerous. They have to learn, right? And there's a song and dance that happens because the dangerous entrepreneurs know the safe ones stuff. And so the dangerous entrepreneurs are teaching the safe ones how to move because the safe ones are watching them because the safe ones want the kind of respect that the dangerous entrepreneurs are getting. They said, look, man, people know we got money and we got systems, but y'all are the leaders though. Like, y'all get the respect though. Hey, like, the people love y'all. Like, man, I ain't gonna lie, the way y'all do it, because it's the mindset. We've been growing organically, creatively, dangerously the whole time, so our productivity is higher. Our experience with it is higher. So in this time, oh, it's easy. It ain't even no adaptation. It's just what we've been doing. Invention is when you start something new, right? Innovation is when it's adapted, right? So we the innovators. We invented it, right? And now the times are getting caught up to the innovators of it. So we the innovators, and everybody else comes behind the innovators. So you got to go to the innovators to know how to deal with their inventions, right? So the beauty of that, though, it ain't no hatred, though. It's like, nah, I want to teach you to be the way because I want more dangerous ones of us. So it's like, let's collaborate, right? Now, the most dangerous thing is you can waste so much time competing with other people in a field, or you could be spending time dominating in that field. Now, we spend time on the dominating in that field, not the competing. Competing is like a side-by-side thing. Like, oh, no, you go here. See, the domination is straightforward. Straightforward and upward. I ain't worried about nobody over here. If I got to compete with you, that means that you on the side of me. Nah. If you're on the side and we in competition, we might as well be working together and we can both move forward and go faster, right? Because we can increase our means through collaboration, which means that we can go twice as far as we would have by ourselves. So that's our secret. So now, what has to take place before the end of this year? I want y'all to listen to this. The dangerous ones get with the safe ones, right? The safe ones teach the dangerous ones the ins and outs of the game. They teach them how they've been doing everything, building up their systems. They teach them how to really operate and know the system itself. Now, because their minds are the dangerous ones, are so abstract that they're going to take that information and they're going to be like, oh, I know what to do with that. I can do this, that, and the third. But it ain't going to be exactly how the safe ones told them they can do it. They're going to find a better way to even innovate on it and increase it and get it to the masses in a way that where it causes massive change. Now, the safe ones say, look, I ain't really trying to do all that. I ain't trying to put myself on the line. So y'all go do that. You understand me? Now, this is what's going to happen. It's not what I want to happen. This is what's taking place. Now, for all those who have eyes to see and ears to hear, you know what I'm talking about, and can smell me, you understand that this has been happening for a while. But see, it's just not celebrated. We celebrate Oprah throwing up Breonna Taylor as if that's change. Protests. Recent protests. And this is something important that we must understand. And this is why we study economics. Economics is warfare. And when you look at aggregate efficiency, the amount of energy that we put in based on the potential amount of energy that we'd be able to get out, and how do we increase that? When I look at the protests and I see the millions of people, millions, like, and I see the amount of energy that we put in, like, we want to be able to put in the same amount of energy but get more effort being brought out, more effective. We don't want to have to put in more energy and it has less effective change. So unfortunately, today, we are putting in, I'm talking about more energy, a massive nuclear amount of energy to push a rock. Now, that don't make sense. We putting in, this is what we're trying to push. We're talking about people that can sign something with their pen and be like, okay, this is done. We move that forward. But it takes billionaires, rioting, protests, presidential candidates, other countries, militias to push this? We think that's effective, but it's not. Because all of that energy that was garnered up for that, if we put it in the right direction, oh man, we could have moved mountains. We could have moved mountains. But see, when you have an unmovable force, right? That unmovable force that they put in front of there, it don't matter how much pressure you put on there, unless it wants to move. Unless it wants to move. So what we do, we say, wait a minute. Let me show you how to make a little change. Let me, you know, y'all doing a little too much. That's why we love the feminine. The feminine is soft. It can just boom, push something and get it done. You understand me? You know, sometimes we be too rough. We try the wrong things. There was an old saying, a story about this child. He was watching these adults. This 18-wheeler got stuck under this bridge. And the adults, they trying to push it. They trying everything they can. I mean, they applying all of the force in the world. And they could not move it. And this child, with all this infinite wisdom and intelligence, tapped into that divine source. And he said, what if we deflate the tires? Young child, like 6 years old. What if we just deflate the tires? And they looked at him. They said, oh, shit. Yeah. Pop the tires. It goes down. Then they can push it. See, when we go for economics, we going for what this thing stands on. We got to take the gas out of it. We got to deflate the tires. You understand me? That keeps it stuck. We got to move the ground under. We got to move the earth. Now, this thing is built on what? Capitalism. So once we understand economics, we can be just like that child, tapped into that divine creative capacity. You understand me? And therefore, now we know how to get things done. Now, it requires way less energy, right, to be successful, to move and have distance when you apply force. Now, Ice Cube, I got to salute Ice Cube, man. He probably one of the only celebrities that I've seen that really is utilizing this platform. And I like what T.I. is doing with Lloyd's of London. I like that. That's the right move. That's the right pressure. But Ice Cube, though, he dropped the contract for Black America. And it wasn't just him that wrote it. He brought in some intelligent people, professors, and things of that nature. And they outlined the problems and the solutions and what it would take for Black people in America to have real progress, to deflate those tires and really push things ahead. And because Ice Cube right now was being ridiculed by the Jewish community because they said it's anti-Semitic for him to speak the truth, that Black celebrity ain't even gonna rock with him. Black Hollywood ain't gonna rock with him. But we'll post up a Oprah posting to Breonna Taylor. Wow, man. Listen, man, I'm gonna tell you this. Anybody that got $1 billion, either they working for the opposition, they're retarded, or they don't want to do shit. You got a choice. Either you in the pocket or you're not. And I'm using her just because she's a very prominent example, right? At the end of the day, I don't really care about, you know, Oprah. I just use these things as an example piece. That's all. You know, I don't even mean to beat up on her. I don't like the woman. You know, I haven't liked her in a long time, right? But unfortunately, we allow other people in other communities to tell us who we can and cannot listen to. I don't care if you're Chinese. I don't care if you're Hispanic. You understand me? I don't care if you're Peruvian. I don't care if you're Indian. I don't care what you are. If you are not Black, you cannot tell me which Black person to listen. Matter of fact, you can't tell me regardless. You cannot tell me that they hurt your feelings. If they didn't hurt our feelings. That's like my brother disrespecting somebody else's family, and I disown my brother because he disrespected somebody else's family, not mine. Nah, he's respectful when he come over here in our house, though. Matter of fact, not even that he disrespected because he told the truth. That's like he's seeing you hitting your wife, and he be like, man, they got domestic issues over there. You understand me? Bruh be beating his wife over there. And then they come in telling him he got to mind his own business, that, you know, he's spreading gossip or something. Like, bro, I seen y'all niggas right outside. Like, you was beating her on the front line. Fuck you, man. And then the family be like, nah, stay out their business. What's wrong with you? You can't come back in now. Those are nice people over there. And bro, like, man, what the fuck wrong with y'all? Y'all know bro be beating their family over there. Why y'all wilding on me like that? So here we are, not being able to speak the truth to our family, pointing out the things that we see. Not that they wrong, but because they got so much political clout that family over there, what you didn't mention, oh, this family works for that family. No, don't speak about them. That's massive. Like, what's wrong with you? Because the truth is, if that family didn't have no power, everybody else would be saying the same thing. If the fact this that we didn't work for their family, that wasn't the landlord, we'd be saying the same thing. Like, man, y'all fucked up, man. You understand me? I be seeing what y'all doing over there. Come on now. So, get your family together, man. This dollar ain't going to keep decreasing, and y'all going to keep ignoring it, and things going to keep getting worse. You ain't leveraged in gold. You ain't leveraged in silver. You ain't leveraged in stocks. You know, and nothing. You're not backed by anything. No intrinsic value. No diversification of skill set. No financial intelligence, money management, no wisdom. You understand me? No ways of pivoting. No investments. Can't keep happening that way. You got to understand the way the world works, that not even that. Like, you can have offshore accounts. You can have land in other countries. You can figure out ways to be able to get citizenship in other countries to where you can move and mobilize, that your children have access to other places, that we can buy lots and plots of land in parts of America to where we can be off the grid, to where we ain't got to worry about vaccine, warp speed operations, militarization. We can own air. We can own land. We can buy boats. We got to think and operate in a different manner. We're a capacity where we separate because we own what we own. And don't step over here. We don't wear masks on our property. But it's our property, though. That's different. That's separation. Y'all want to wear masks? Wear your mask. We own our property. We don't get vaccine on our property. We ain't going to. We homeschool. We ain't got no reason to fuck with y'all. We got our own town over here. Like, y'all be making fun of Kanye, but I promise you that man is more positioned than, shit, 99.9% of the world right now. And because we are such an immature people, all we want to do is correct people's emotions, as if we doctors, as if we not all messed up. When it be so much to learn from people. But listen, your children, they gonna suffer the most. And because you don't have the intelligence to be able to teach them, you don't have the skill sets that you can teach them through your own experience, they can't learn from you. So now they're not even looking for you as a light and as a source anymore. They have to go beyond you because you are no longer the light for them. They asking friends, peers, and social media. And in that round table of influence, they can be manipulated in the wrong direction. But when we want to talk about wealth specifically, we got the Wealth Standard. We got the Junior Wealth Standard Academy as well. The Junior Wealth Standard Academy, 8 weeks for your children. Once it starts, you won't be able to sign up. We're not doing this so that you can make a decision. We're doing this for the revolutionary. There's four different type of people. The first one is the pragmatist, the people that don't need to be all the way persuaded. They get the value of it. I'm going to jump in. I love those particular people. Those are the revolutionaries. Those are the starters. The second group of people, word of mouth. They need to see what everybody else is doing. What did everybody else say about it? Has anybody else joined? What are their results? You can go look at my stories right now. I think we posted just today from our students about $10,000 worth of trades that they made. And that's just the ones that tagged me in that I've seen thus far in my DM. You understand me? From them getting in. Now, you have the third group. Now, when we talk about innovation, when it becomes standard, right? Now we got thousands upon thousands and thousands and millions of people tapped in. And that's when everybody like, well, shit, that's the norm. I'm going to become a part of this. And then you got the last group of people. Now, this group of people, man, it's can't really talk to them. You don't even know you're wasting your time sometimes. But this is the group of people, no matter what you do, no matter who you are, no matter how much value that you curate, they not going to tap in. We not going for that. And if you that percentage, do me a favor and just log off. Just don't even come on here. Because I want to talk to people that's ready to tap in. You feel me? I don't do no IML. We got our own thing. You feel me? Hey, listen, man. We independent, man. You feel me? We do our own thing over here. We tap in. Listen, nobody can recruit me. You feel me? They got to put me at the head of the whole thing. I got to start in all the way at the top. They had to pay me too much, man. Them people be in my DM all of the time trying to get me to do something. First of all, ain't nobody offering no upfront checks. You know what I'm saying? That ain't even how you come at a boss man like that. You got to come in, 100 on the table. Here you go. That ain't how you come at the boss man like that. Y'all be wildin', B. I'm good over here, like. We solid. Like, I ain't just talking to y'all and, you feel me, wasting my time. I'm trying to give y'all some game that I'm already using. Shoot. I ain't worried about nothing because at the end of the day, Allah got me. You know, if I stay guided in the right spirit and continue to correct myself, I believe all things will fall in place. I really do. You feel me? I don't think I'm going to have no issues, no problems as long as I continue to work on myself and work the right path. Like, I'm beyond perfect, you know. And I think that, for one, we don't just do Forex. You know, Forex is just one of the signals that we be throwing out there. But, you know, we do futures, options trading, financial literacy, money management, teach you how to get backed by gold, break down the histories of commodities, the whole nine, man. We teach you how to survive through the crash, how to set yourself up, leverage yourself through options mastering. I mean, we really give you a full breakdown curriculum and criteria for you to set yourself up in advance. You feel me?
Like, I wouldn't even compare this to really nobody, you understand me, unless you was a part of it and you get that experience. That's the only way you gonna really know. But I don't know nothing about no IML. I don't compare myself to none of that. You feel me? No disrespect to nobody that's a part of that. I just don't have no experience with that. You feel me? Like, it ain't really a comparative thing. You feel me? If we doing something, it's original. And we really giving the amount of value that you can't get nowhere else. I'm going to tell you this right now. This live that I just did is more valuable than programs that y'all done paid for. You know? So I'm going to just go keep it busting. I promise you. My lives be more powerful, you understand me, than things that y'all paying for. The amount of gain that we just give away on the live session, the concepts that we give away and the information that we give away. Y'all, because you didn't pay for it, sometimes you don't know how to assess the value of something. But when you really sit back and you pay, imagine if there was billionaires and you heard that they was paying $100,000 to go listen to somebody speak. And this was the type of information that they was getting, somebody feeding their mind. You feel me? And you got to secretly listen one day. You be like, damn, I see that shit worth it. You feel me? I thought that they was tripping paying for knowledge, but man, I ain't gonna lie, the way you know broke that down, I sit there and get my ears fed as well. You feel me? So at the end of the day, we don't do comparison, man. When people be asking me to talk about free knowledge, what are you talking about? Man, we give $1 million, $1 billion worth of game every time we get on these lives. I didn't give away books of knowledge, you understand me, for free, you know, like each and every time, you understand me. So it ain't nowhere near no comparison. I'm not gonna play myself like that at all. You feel me? You know, you find somebody else that be breaking it down and give y'all that dangerous game like that. It just don't exist. I know for a fact. Otherwise, I'd be on they live right now, tapped in. Shoot, I'm gonna learn from it each and every time. I know I'm a phenomenon. You know, you got to know that about yourself as well. I don't have every skill set. Some of y'all got skill sets I ain't got. I just know what I'm good at, you know? And I conceptualize information and give it to the people in a way that it can become universal keys so that you can have that whiz dumb. You know, that whiz, doing something that you're good at, that dumb, making it easily simplified that all people can understand. You understand me? I'm good at that wisdom. That's what I do. That's where that 19 keys come in, breaking it down from that one, that simplified, and that nine. You understand me? That divine, where we tap in. So anywhere between that one through that nine, you get completely tapped in. I'm about to log off, but I appreciate y'all. And the Crown Z is back. You feel me? We actually got multiple colors that we brought in. I had shot a Crown commercial yesterday. But I don't know why I shot this commercial, because, you understand me, it was actually hella goofy. You feel me? But I guess I was just in a goofy mode. Y'all probably don't really catch me like that. But, you know, so it might not really hit the air today. We might let our web standard see class see it next webinar, actually. I'll let y'all see it, but everybody ain't going to see this one. But it was good, though. Man, I appreciate y'all reaching out as well that be trying to book me to speak and everything. I know that I be slow on those things just because, to be honest, I just be trying to book myself. It was a time where I really wanted to get booked. Just the idea of people wanting to hear you speak, and now I just be wanting to create my own. But I told myself I will be, you know, taking some opportunities to speak at places that I consider to be valuable. I know somebody reached out in Oakland and they wanted to book me, so I think I'll be taking that one, inshallah. And then a few of you all reached out for interviews and things of that nature. I can't say that I'm going to be taking all of them, you know, just because my time just be one of those things. But I have 3 books that's coming out, so once those books come out, I will be taking all the interviews and doing a full press run on those. And, yeah, y'all get all of that information, and we will be doing a pre-order soon. And this book that I'm putting out is going to be next level. So just, you know, wait on it. Patience is always worth the time. Try to get everything out before 2021. And my suggestion for you all is to get everything out before 2021. We impressed upon the WEF Standard students that they should all, we gave them a blueprint on how they should all be getting their books together, their ebooks, gave them the content monetization map to be able to do it, gave them the free 19 C's of content book that we created for the master students, you understand me? And this is what y'all don't understand. I could have took that whole book and just sold it as a separate entity and made tens of thousands of dollars off of it. But really just wanted, I made that just to give value to the people that tap in, because I don't believe everybody anymore. Some people say that they want it, but they don't put nothing in to get it. So instead, I step back and be like, all right, let me just rock with the people I believe, you know. And when you put your money where your mind is, I believe you a little more, because then it lets you know how serious you are, because you created an exchange for the things that you believe are valuable. But yeah, man, I appreciate y'all tapping in as always. You know what I'm talking about? 19 Keys. We out. Y'all be blessed. Go ahead and text 833-605-0778 and get y'all access to all of the Wealth Standard material. Or text Junior to 833-605-0778 and enroll your child in the Wealth Standard. Once you see all the things that come along with it and the bonuses, yes, you're going to see all the testimonials, what all the students are doing, what all the access they're getting. And I 100% promise that you're going to wish you signed or sponsor the child, signs your niece or your nephew up for it afterwards. By that time, it's going to be too late. And yes, you can sponsor a child. If you sponsor more than 10 children, we will have a special shout out and everything for you. You feel me? Put your logo on different things. So if you want to sponsor it through your business, or if you just want to go to the link, there's a way you can do that as well, where you can sponsor a child. You just buy it and then we'll shout you out as a sponsor. So I appreciate y'all tapping in. Typical ages are 8 to 17. If you have a child that is mature and you know that they're, you know, focused enough to sit down there and learn something, then that's cool. We don't have anything for children that are 4. We have to make a little cartoon just so that they can get the programming. But right now, 8 to 17. You know what I'm talking about? Tap in. Peace.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.